You're now listening to another episode of the 10 Man Podcast. And this week, I'm going to be giving you guys, obviously, from the sounds of it, right? The series review for Quintessential Quintuplets, the anime series. Okay. I just finished watching series 2, or season 2. It was really great. It was really touching. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I don't know why I waited so long to watch it, because obviously it came out last year this time. This time last year. So, but I just finally got to watch it. Just finally had the time. Obviously, I've watched other things. But I just finally decided to do it. You know, jumped in the deep end. I forgot how good this anime was, okay? But before I start, thank you again to all the listeners out there. Shout out Germany, Canada, Ireland, obviously. Obviously, the demographic of my age region, like, I guess it's our age group that, like, listens to podcasts, because we, you know, we like being productive at the same time as, like, being entertained. So I'd like to thank you guys. Not just my age demographic, but, you know, everyone's in all walks of life at this current point in time, you know, who stop by and hang out with me every once in a while. I just want to say thank you. Okay, so, Gotobun no Hano, wait, I'm going to butcher this. Gotobun no Hanayome, the Five Wedded Brides, or, our translation that we get in the English speaking regions, Quintessential Quintuplets. All right. Like I said, I just watched season 2. Season 1, you know, kind of a little iffy. Obviously, it's like 3 years ago at this point for season 1. And I watched it 3 years ago. But I loved it 3 years ago when I watched season 1. And I just decided to binge season 2 this past weekend. It was a really great watch. Anyway, season 1 came out winter 2019, January 11th to March 29th is when those episodes aired. I believe it was 12 episodes. Yeah. And season 2, same thing, but 2 years later though. Actually, it's not the same thing, but winter 2021 for season 2. January 8th to March 26th, so it's pretty similar as far as timeline, just 2 years later, right? And that opening theme song that you guys got to hear a snippet of was Gotobun no Kimochi by the Nakanoke no Itsuzugo, alright? And it's basically the five VAs of the show. Of the, you know, quintuplets doing a cute song. They change it up for the second season, but this song, like, really hit home for me. I have it on my Spotify, you know, when I'm listening to music. You know, I figured just start off the show with it, right? Anyway, for those of you guys still not familiar, hopefully you guys are familiar with the show. Obviously, why would you click on this podcast, right? But anyway, it's a manga source. Genre, rom-com, harem, school, shonen. Okay, so it's basically for that age demographic, right? So if you're like a kid at heart like me, you enjoy the rom-com, you know, and you enjoy the harem, and you enjoy the school and shonen stuff, right? It's just obviously an interesting time in life, right, where hijinks is the most apt to happen, right? Whereas when we're adults, we tend to slow down more, not do as much risky stuff like you know, kids would probably do, right? But anyway, let me go ahead and give you guys like a little review itinerary that we're gonna go through right now. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys a synopsis, right, of the show first, and then I'm gonna go over the main characters briefly while trying to like flesh them out a little bit as much as I can, and then I'll give you guys my season 1, then season 2 highlights, and then my final thoughts. Okay, So yeah, let's get started, okay? Because this might be a long one. I don't know. I don't know how fast I speak, but my script is super long, okay? Anyways, Futaro Uesugi. Uesugi? Futaro Uesugi is an academic chad of a high school student, but leads an otherwise tough life. His standoffish personality and reclusive nature have left him friendless, and his father is debt-ridden, forcing his family to scrape by. A boo-hoo for me. Okay. One day, during his lunch break, Uesugi argues with a female transfer student who has claimed his seat, leading both of them to dislike each other. That same day, he is presented with a golden opportunity to clear his family's debt, a private tutoring gig for a wealthy family's daughter, with a wage of 5 times the market price. He accepts the proposal, but is horrified to discover that the client, Itsuki Nakano, is a girl he was pretty much having problems with earlier, right? And it was like bickering and stuff. That's my seat, that's my seat, that's my seat. Okay, anyways, after unsuccessfully trying to get back on Itsuki's good side, Uesugi finds out that his problems don't end there. Itsuki is actually a quintuplet, so in addition to her, he must also tutor her sisters, Miku, Yotsuba, Nino, and Ichika, who, despite the very real threat of flunking, want nothing to do with a tutor. However, his family's livelihood is on the line, so Futaro pushes on. He is adamant in his resolve to rid the sisters of their detest for studying, and successfully he wants to successfully lead them to graduation. Sorry, guys. Okay. So, yeah, that's a little brief synopsis. This dude's a tutor now. He's like the smartest dude in the region. Like, he's a total mental Chad, bro. Like, he's been lifting. Like, you see him walking around with like flashcards, like little, like quizzing himself and stuff, making sure he knows his knowledge for the test and stuff. He prides himself. This is his joy, his life passion, and he really cares about his family, right? Anyways, let me go ahead and break down some main characters and stuff, and then we'll flesh out these dudes. If you guys don't know, or if you just need a little refresher like I did, and then like it makes you watch season two, right? Like, or the series, season one, or makes you continue watching, whatever. I don't know. Do something with this show. Anyways, Futaro Uesugi, voice actor, the total harem king Chad, Yoshitsugu Matsuoka. Notable roles: Inosuke from Demon Slayer. I always like leave that one out. I always forget because he has such a like wide range of like voice depth that like I'm impressed that he's able to do like something raspy and like Kanpachiro, Kanpachiro, come here, come here, Kanpachiro, Kanpachiro, Kanpachiro. Yeah, Tanjiro, Kanpachiro, whatever, Anyways, it was also Kirito from Sword Art Online. Belle Crandle from Danmachi. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a raw dungeon? And he was also Sora from No Game, No Life. All right. So let me go ahead and give you like some breakdown of Futaro. All right, so Futaro. All right, anyway, sorry. Serious and hardworking, this guy is. All right, easily annoyed by the sisters' apathy towards attaining said knowledge, he's trying to give them. He's trying to like put the knowledge inside, but they won't spread open and just take it, right? Unfortunately, viewers see him as a lucky guy living the dream, getting paid to hang out with beautiful women, when in reality he has no time or desire for the opposite sex. Like I said, he's a mental Chad. Like, he only wants to be flexing these muscles in the brainulars, right? In the brainulus. Okay. But when it comes to his family. He puts his family first. Eventually, he grows to care about others, being the quintuplets, and then he puts them first. But when it comes to his intelligence, he is confident and outright cocky with his abilities because of the time dedicated to attaining knowledge. Right? He's like, Rose, I've been hitting the gym. By gym, I mean books. And by books, I've been saying looks with my eyes on these words many, many hours at a time. And I over and over. I read the same things over and over just to make sure I know these things. That's what he's saying, right? But anyways, like he's really he's like his interactions with the ladies is really cool, especially because of the great voice acting from this Harem King, Matsuoka-san. Okay, this guy, he's I just end up just watching like all his shows, anything he's in, like I enjoy his work. But Futaro, like, he's earnest. He has, like, because of the fact that he has no time for girls, he's not gonna get no perviness, like, type things. He's a humble man, all right? He's respectable. He's a respectable Chad. He's a respectable mental Chad, okay? Anyway, I really like Futaro. He's a really good male protagonist for a harem show. He's not overpowering. Oh wait, I guess he's overpowering in terms of like he's like super smart. So I mean, that's a different kind of superpower, right? But anyways, yep, that's Futaro. That's just like a little background. I don't know if you guys want more. Maybe you guys should let me know if I'm leaving like too little information out. Maybe that'll be the question of the day. Do you guys like want more information? Should I like squeeze the butt cheeks for more poop? You know what I mean? Like, do you guys want more poop nuggets in your brains? Just let me know. Question of the day. More poop nuggets? Do you want more poop nuggets about everyone? Huh? A little bit more? A little skid mark in your brain? Just let me know, all right? Facebook, 10-Man Podcast, or find any random video on my YouTube channel, When in Rome, and just comment about my podcast on in the comment section. It is actually going to be cooler if you do it like that, because then I'll just know like you guys are hecka dedicated, hella dedicated. You guys are just like enormously, tremendously dedicated if you do such a thing, and I would be forever grateful. So please help me out. Leave me a comment. Let me know some feedback. Anyways, let me go ahead and move on to the girls now, the quintuplets. I'm gonna go in order of age, and this is not on purpose, okay? I don't know. It just ended up working out this way. But anyways, Itsuki Nakano. Let's start off with Itsuki Nakano, all right? Because she's the first girl that Futaro runs into, and obviously, like I said in the synopsis, they're like arguing when they first meet about some seat. Oh, it's my seat. It's my seat. Don't sit there. And then turns out Usagi, Futaro has to kiss some butt to, keep this job to tutor these girls to make this money, right? Because it's five times the market price of, pinto beans. So now you get five pinto beans as opposed to one. And that's way more than the one. So he's super happy about that. Anyways, Itsuki Nakano, voice actress. Inori Minase, all right. These two like are like tag team duos of voice acting world. Like when they work together, I'm in love. Like they're awesome together. Like I'm gonna say the titles, maybe not. The first these two first names that I'm gonna mention in terms of notable roles for Inori Minase, when I say them, I'm gonna tell you the other like thing that Yoshitsugu Matsuoka. Worked in the same project, all right? So Hestia Danmachi, right? Then you have Belcrannel Danmachi. They're both the lead characters in Danmachi. Like, I love it. They're so good together. Hestia's voice is so bubbly. That means Inori Minase's voice, so bubbly. She was also Rem from ReZero. The combat butler with blue hair. She's just amazing, right? And in ReZero, Matsuoka-san was Petaljuice. He did that, like, weird freaking, like, friar, like, character, end up becoming crazy. You know, some pastor dude, some priest dude, ends up becoming crazy and stuff, and then he does the weird voices and stuff. Man, Matsuoka got that range, man. That's why he's the Harem King. He gets all the girls because he can flex those vocal muscles. He's a vocal Chad, all right? Anyways, shout out Matsuoka, all right? Anyways, okay, and obviously shout out Inori Minase because, you know, ReZero and stuff, Hestia. She was also voiced as Pepper for No Gun's Life and Shoko Makinohara from Rascal Does Not Dream, a Bunny Girl Senpai. Okay. Itsuki Nakano. What can I say about her? She is the fifth sister. She's the youngest, the fifth sister to come out of the womb. Okay. She's attributed as the first girl of the series because, you know, what happens to the first girl? In all animes, they don't end up with a guy, but they just end up being like a good friend, even regardless, you know, right? And it's like childhood friend never wins type thing, right? Anyways, I'm not saying that's a spoiler, okay? I'm just saying that I mean, if she's the first girl, you just know if you watch animes, that's what happens. Okay, Itsuki is serious and diligent. Yet, she's also a glutton and a crybaby, alright? She has iconic star-shaped hair pieces in her red hair. And, you know, we already get a lot of information thus far about her. You know, she's like the catalyst, the first person to lead Futaro into the world of the quintuplets. And, you know... Yeah, you know, it's an uphill battle for Futaro because, you know, these girls don't care about learning. They don't want to be tutored. They're like, dude, this is a waste of time. Get the heck out of here, right? And Futaro's like, I need to make this money. Need to make you learn something. Make this money, right? Anyways, sorry, guys. I'm, like, hype right now, guys. This show is awesome. That's why, okay? Anyways... I just want to touch on these characters briefly, but, you know, that was Itsuki Nakano. We're going to go on the next sister, the fourth sister, Yotsuba Nakano, all right? Voice actress Ayane Sakura from Azure Lane. She voiced Prince Eugene. From Black Clover, she voiced Sekre. Gaspar Vladdy from High School DxD. And then... one of my favorites, Ochako Uraraka from My Hero Academia. So, Ayane Sakura, really, really good voice. I don't know who's better, Inori or Ayane. They're both good. Anyways, Yotsuba Nakano, all right? She's the fourth sister of the Nakano quintuplets, like I said. She has a bright and cheerful personality. She is the only sister... who accepts Futaro from the start, okay? Out of all the girls, like, no one, like I said, no one wanted to learn anything. But, you know, Yotsuba is, like, the kind of person where she's, like, helpful to everyone. And, you know, she just wants to make everyone happy around her. So she's, like, you know, like I said, she's bright and cheerful. So, like, that, like, being, I guess a character trope of hers. She, you know, she's the only person, like I said, to accept Futaro from the start. And, you know, tries her best to support him wholeheartedly. Okay. Seemingly, she's the most ditzy of the sisters. Okay. So she can be a little airheaded, a little spacey. I'm not going to go out and say she's the dumbest. Because, you know, like, that's just mean, right? We don't have to put labels on anyone like that. We can just energy without labels, right? Anyways, even saying ditzy, I'm not saying, it's not supposed to be a knock. It's just, like, you know, she can be, like, more into, like, being good with her body, like, athletically, right? And going into that, she's athletic. She's like, she helps out with the track team, you know, different sports, you know, whatever she needs, whatever people need from her, she's ready to do. Okay. But anyways, she has an iconic green bow. That's like, if you play Genshin Impact, it ends up being like Amber's red bow, but it's green on her head. So she's like a bunny. And she has short orange hair, so it's, you know, she's cute. I like her hair. She's cute and short. Or an orange. An orange and cute. Alright. Anyways, there's a big spoiler alert about her, but I will not reveal it right this second, okay? Because it's unnecessary. And why I say it is because I want to, you know, double back and let you guys know there's going to be more about Yotsuba, okay? Anyways, Miku Nakano, all right? The middle child, the third sister. Voice actress Miku Ito. Notable roles, Maple from Nekopara, Maiko Mori from Handakun, and Kokoro Tsurumaki from Bang Dream. Okay, Miku Nakano. Miku Nakano is the third sister of the Nakano quintuplets. She is a silent and reserved girl. Miku tends to have a pessimistic attitude and little confidence regarding herself. She's portrayed with iconic blue headphones and like brownish hair. This is not really a spoiler, but I put spoiler alert here. She falls in love with Futaro. Go figure. All right. So you just expect everyone to fall in love with Futaro eventually, right? I don't know. Something, right? Anyways, that's Miku Nakano. Like I said, blue headphones girl, all right? Yotsuba, she has that green bow, all right? And with orange hair, right? Miku, brown hair, blue headphones. Yotsuba, orange hair, green ribbon or bow in her hair. And then we have Itsuki, the first girl, fifth sister, with the stars in her hair, okay? The yellow stars in her red hair. All right, sorry. I feel like I had to double back on that just to make sure you guys, like, you understand the descriptiveness about these characters. And their iconic, like, little, you know, things about them, right? Anyways, Nino Nakano, the next sister, the second sister, voice actress Ayana Taketatsu, notable roles, Kotori Itsuka, from Data Live, Koneko Tojo in High School DxD, Leafa from Sword Art Online, Karen Kamiya from Worlds and Harem, Aka Siminoe from Kiss Sis, and Tsugumi from Guilty Crown. Alright, Nino Nakano. Nino Nakano is the second sister of the Nakano quintuplets, who usually acts as the mother of the family, cooking for them and taking care of their medical needs. Among the five sisters, she is the one who has the highest hostility towards Futaro Usugi and often rebelled against him early in the series. Nino has an outgoing personality and is socially aware, resulting in her having many friends and is a social butterfly. I should be talking. I should be talking to everyone. She has a sharp tongue and talks bluntly when confronting others, even to her sisters. Her rebellious attitude makes her the least cooperative girl among the sisters, making her archetype resemble that of a tsundere. Alright. She has, you know, pink hair, iconic black and green ribbons on the side of her head. Spoiler alert! Oh, this is actually a spoiler alert, so, I mean, I don't know. I'll hold off till later, I guess, for this Nino spoiler alert. Okay. Alright, finally, last member of the sisters to talk about is Ichika Nakano. Voice actress Kana Hanazawa, notable roles Red Blood Cell from Cells at Work, Anri Sonohara from Durarara, Zara, Mavis's imaginary friend in Fairy Tale, and Kusagi Onodera from Nisekoi. Another rom-com slice of life. Nice. Good call. I like her voice. Actually, I like everyone's voice in this show. Nino, yeah. Who's Nino? Ayana Taketatsu? Yeah, I really like her voice. Koneko, yeah. I really liked her in Koneko, in High School DxD as Koneko. And yeah, anyway, sorry. Let's go back to Ichika. Ichika Nakano is the first sister of the Nakano quintuplets. Despite the negligible age difference among them, she took the role of the eldest sister properly. She is also trusted enough to act as their confidant and leader. Ichika aspires to become an actress. She likes to tease Futaro, and she has the shortest hair, and maybe even the pinkest hair. Okay. And spoiler alert, she falls in love with Futaro. Anyways, let me go ahead and talk about first season. Because the show starts off by giving motivation to MC Futaro, our main protagonist, our main male protagonist. He needs the money for his family, so you know, that being a thing, and him being an excellent student, him finding this really high paying job as a tutor was, you know, letting him focus on what he does best, and that's studying. Through the story progression, we get to fall in love with each sister, and each not only having visual differences, but we grow and later learn to love their differences in their intellect as well. This is a key plot point that becomes a catalyst for success by the end of the first season. So spoiler alert, guys. This is like spoiler alert series right here. Or like everything from here on out could just be a spoiler. All right. So if you don't want any more spoilers, bye-bye. Have fun. Nice knowing you. But, you know, I'm going to give you guys some thoughts as to why, like, this show is good. It's going to be more a theatrical trailer as to why you should watch season 2 or season 1. Right? Okay. Anyways, so, each not only having visual key differences, but differences in their intellect as well, it's a key plot point for success, you know, a catalyst for success by the end of the first season. Each sister specializes in a certain school subject. Futaro, he's able to discover this in his time as their tutor. And, like, this is how, like, he utilizes you know, his abilities and their abilities to improve everyone's score, because it's actually just hard for him to, you know, like, get these girls together in the first place. But finding something that could actually help them learn when they don't want to learn was, like, really, really cool. Cool being, like, fun, because it's, like, a definitely, like, a fun take on, like, the whole motif of all for one and one for all, right? Because, you know, it's like everyone of the sister has, like, a piece of what each of the other sister needs to, you know, to succeed in life. And it's like it's a really cool, like, the season one is, like, really a nice like coming together of a group that's not, like, you know, doing so well in life, right? They're just trying their best, but, you know, obviously, like, you know, things are happening and they gotta get used to things, right? But anyways, at the end of the first season, the final plot point was that of Futaro's first love, right? Futaro's first love was one of the sisters from 5 years ago, and that's what we come to find out, you know, through the progression of the story. At the end of the first season, this story arc was really fun and interesting, and definitely highlighted all the character development up until that point. At this time, we have all had time with each sister and observed how Futaro handles the various situations. So, like, the best girl aspect of the show was very enjoyable. And each one of the sisters were very fleshed out with unique features to themselves. So like I said, that's why I highlighted, characteristics for each character, because those are the ones that we those characteristics about each character that I've, highlighted in my main characters section was just how you get to learn about them, and then like it's what you get to learn about them, sorry, and then the cute features about themselves, because they're all twins, right? Shockingly, but they all like look like completely different human beings and have different styles, so it's just like cute getting to like either choose one or choose them all type thing, you know what I mean? And if for those of you who watch like My Little Pony or anything like fairy tale, it's the power of friendship. You can't do anything by yourself. You got to do everything as a team, and that is life, all right? If you try to do everything by yourself, it's gonna be harder, okay? It's gonna be more fun and more successful for you and everyone if you put a team together, okay? And that's what you gotta do, okay, guys? Okay. All right. Anyways, let me talk more about season one. Let's see. Season one, okay, ends open-ended with who Futaro marries in the yeah, who Futaro marries, okay, because it time jumps to like a wedding scene in a cathedral where Futaro is marrying one of these sisters, and we have to guess who it is. And it's just pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I didn't know who it was back then. I always wanted it to be like, Miku season one, or maybe Itsuki season one. I don't know. Anyways, let me go ahead and talk about season toast number do number two 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 two. All right, this season two was a different beast completely, with the same cast though. All right. Season one was pretty straightforward, with characters realizing emotions and feelings, understanding of other people's needs, and uncovering what each other or which what each character has to offer. All right, that's all season one. It's just like, all right, let's find out who these people are, what they do, what the importance of them interacting is, together, right? All right, season two was taking these characters and putting them on a battlefield of love, all right? Each sister seemingly wanting the attention of Futaro. There was a lot of dynamic events in the plot that made the characters feel alive even more so. Backstabbing, competition, love, sadness, happiness, and fun all describe all the twists and turns that occur, okay? I'm not trying to spoil too much, all right, guys? I'm just enough to just like, hey, okay, I know a little bit about the characters. Let me know a little bit more as if I want to watch it or something, right? All right, Futaro is in love with the sister. Okay, hold up. We get more information from 5 years ago, okay? From the storyline 5 years ago in that time, in that world, making it a key plot point for the whole season. Because Futaro, like we find out at the end of the first season, is in love with the sister he met from 5 years ago. The quintuplets know and try to make their move on Futaro. All right. They're like, oh, I like this guy. Each scene was pretty tear-jerking towards the end of season two, as things have been hectic and the sisters have not been on good terms. Even Futaro decides to quit tutoring. That's because, he feels like he accomplished his mission. Like, he helps all of them pass, like, every school subject and stuff. And then, like, he feels good, and he's like, all right, they don't need me anymore. I guess I have to leave. Boo-hoo for me. They don't need me in their life anymore. All right. Anyway, so, you get those kind of feels and stuff. Ichika Nakano, all right, the eldest sister, number one sister, she really shines this season, like, as the eldest sister, because she's the catalyst for almost everything that occurs in the series season two, okay? In season one, you only get to see her as like, aspiring actress, sexy, like her clothes are falling off, like revealing in her room. Her room's a mess. Like, she like is flirtatious with Futaro, but like she's not like like she's playful, right? She's not like serious or anything. She's trying to give this dude a hard time. Also trying to help him a little bit, kinda, not really. But anyways, Ichika, she, like I said, she's a catalyst for everything. There's a point where the sisters decide to leave their house and move into an apartment, and she's paying for it all, okay? Ichika is working full time as like a actress, and her job pays for all the bills, all the food, everything, okay? And she also has her hand in a lot of the drama, 'cause she goes as far as doing anything possible to win Futaro's heart, okay? And that's all I'm gonna say about Ichika. I don't want to give too much away, okay? Yotsuba is revealed as the girl from 5 years ago, and that's at the end of season two. Spoiler alert! Sorry, guys. Obviously, like I said, this whole section of like the highlights is all spoiler alert. This is all like, hey, maybe you want some more information to watch this stuff. All right. Anyways, Yotsuba at the end of season two revealed as the girl that Futaro met 5 years ago, but she doesn't want to tell Futaro for some reason. And this is like a key plot point that could have saved a lot of time for all the characters. But overall, it was not a plot hole. Otherwise, like it would have saved everyone time, right? It was a satisfying ending though to a great series. I was crying almost every episode in season two. Season one, my best girl was Miku, but by the end of season two, I was on Team Nino. All right, Nino really was the best of me because of her dynamic shift from total hateful tsundere towards Futaro, but then being straightforward and confessing her love for him. Spoiler alert, by season two, and that was really sweet. All right, I really like Nino, and she even goes through like a transformation where she cuts her long hair and she has like short hair and stuff. My final note on the anime though, this series was a fun harem rom-com in season one, then became a love hexagon of mystery and lies in season two. The characters were all developed wonderfully throughout the series, and rooting for any girl didn't feel bad. Ichika was flirtatious and cool. Itsuki was adorably anxious but fun. Nino was a gorgeous tsundere. Miku was shy but lovable. Yotsuba tried her best, and her best brings everyone together closer. And this series is a must-watch for rom-com, harem lovers, ecchi lovers. What I don't know, whatever, something with girls and stuff and a dude. Anyways, I give the show a 10 out of 10. It seems like at the end of the show, Yotsuba is supposed to be the girl that actually marries Futaro. Is that's what I'm seeing in a lot of like comments, and it's apparently a spoiler alert from the manga. But I mean, it makes sense though, because if she was the first girl that Futaro met, and that was the guy, oh, that was the girl he fell in love with. It's awesome that Futaro ends up with Yotsuba, being that Yotsuba was the first girl that ends up, helping Futaro and accepting Futaro from the start, right? Anyways, if you guys enjoy this podcast, please check out the Tan Man Podcast Facebook page, leave a like, or check out the Winning Rome YouTube channel. Leave a comment, or on any video, I don't care. Talk to me about anything that's unrelated to any of that video stuff. Or I don't know. Just give me some interaction, guys. It'd be really much appreciated. But if not, I already appreciate you guys just listening, because this is a really big boom in listenership, subscribers, followers, blah blah blah. So I appreciate it. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys have a cool February start. And I'll get back to you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.